Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
Failing Bostel.
On a snow-covered parade square, the 3rd Battalion, the Mercian Regiment based in Failing Bostel, commemorated the Battle of Ferozeshah last week in what will be the battalion's final regimental day of its kind. It's a time-honoured tradition that three Mercians mark the anniversary of the action by the 80th Foot in the battle against the Sikhs of the Punjab in the First Sikh War. The Battle of Ferozeshah took place on the 21st of December 1845, and every December the Mercians come together before their Christmas stand-down to parade. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Davis is the commanding officer.
The particular ceremony here is one of the colour sergeants, Colour Sergeant Kirkland, retrieved the enemy battle honours. And as a result of that, our own colours, who are normally held by the officers' mess, are presented over to the one officers and sergeants' mess for the day, and they return it back to us at midnight. So it just marks that whole ceremony.
Colour Sergeant Kirkland of the 80th captured the Sikh Black Standard, and this can be seen today in the Staffordshire Regiment Memorial Chapel in Lichfield Cathedral. And whilst the day is marked every year, this year held particular significance for the infantrymen as changes are afoot.
We'll be off in Afghanistan this time next year, so we won't have an opportunity. We come back and then sadly we go into the disbandment of the battalion. But the new Mercian regiment will reorg, and all the traditions that we do currently will go forward into the two new battalions.
With the Mercians regimental colonel, Major General Andrew Sharp, there to inspect the parade, the day was also a chance to mark the special achievements of members of the battalion. Corporal Carl Taylor was recognised for his receipt of a military cross earlier this year.
Well, I was on up here at 14 in the middle of a firefight. There were some children that were caught in a crossfire, and I ran out and brought them, along with my platoon commander, we brought them out of the crossfire back into the safety of their compound, back to their families.
A number of other soldiers were recognised on the day for their mentions in dispatches. Colour Sergeant Paul Moss was one of them.
Well, I was part of the all-arm search team. We did a lot of company operations, which involved my team going out on company night operations, leading through the night, through IED bolts, basically taking the enemy on, taking the battle to the enemy.
And no parade or medal ceremony would be complete without the support of proud family members who, in spite of the sub-zero temperatures, had come out in their droves to watch their loved ones take part in this momentous occasion.
It's lovely, and it's the snow and the sunshine, it's very pretty.
Yeah, especially when it's the last one as well.
It's been good. I was really proud.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Failing Bostel.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.